So Prita Maharaj, he asked questions, because part of the etiquette in welcoming guests, especially holy personalities, is to make them very comfortable, appreciate their presence, how their presence means really Krishna's favor. When Krishna blesses someone, how do we think that blessing comes? What form does it come in? It comes especially with association. So Prita Maharaj recognized the fact that that association of the four Kumaras had come to him. So he thought, what incredible piety I must have performed that brought this association to me. Usually when one wishes to find that association, holy association, he has to travel to a holy place. Very difficult to find. So Prita Maharaj was appreciating this, and he expressed that appreciation to the Kumaras. And thus, being appreciated by him, they were very willing, and understanding his piety and his purity, they were quite willing to speak, to open up their hearts. And what is in the heart of a sadhu? There is Krishna. So Prita Maharaj asked a very, very wonderful question in text 13, very compassionate. Prita Maharaj inquired from the sages about persons entangled in this dangerous material existence because of their previous actions. How could they, materialistic persons, whose only aim is sense gratification, how can those who have no spiritual aspirations, who are entangled in materialistic life, how could they be blessed with any good fortune at all? Because material life, whether it is sub or asub, auspicious superficially or inauspicious, it really means inauspicious. Because even the good things entangle us in this material world, as do the bad things. So for a materialistic person, practically speaking, there is no good, because everything that a materialistic person does is really, it's doomed to be vanquished with the crushing effects of time, and also it is doomed to entangle one still further in actions and reactions of material life. So therefore, just even the question alone is so glorious. It makes us aware of how deeply materially entangled we are. That so many of the things that I do each day are not actually good for me. Even though they may bring me some temporary pleasure, that temporary pleasure itself is a source of pain. Dukkha yonaya evate alyantamanti kanteya nate su ramate buddha. So not being wise, I engage in selfish material activities and thoughts. So how could such a person, or even a person who has no concept, who is basically materialistic, how could they be blessed with any good fortune? So that's the question. And then in text 15, that was in 13, he asks, seeing the potency of the Kumaras, understanding their power, understanding their capacity to actually burn away the materialism, the contamination, the reactions that cover the heart of the materialistic personalities. How in this material world can we very easily, soon, achieve the ultimate goal of life? Very easily, soon. So, we should be quite eager to hear the answer that the Kumaras will give. They actually have the capacity to award proper answers. And of course, we'll hear Prabhupada's purport. So, how can a materialistic person be benefited who is entangled? And then, how could he very soon achieve the ultimate goal of life? So, in text 17, and Sanatana Goswami prepares to speak, and he's going to explain to Prithu Maharaj how one can advance in Krishna consciousness, the process of advancement. Text 17. The great sage Maitreya continued. Who is Maitreya speaking to? I'm not going to ask you. Vidura. Thus, so he's speaking to Vidura. Thus Sanat Kumar, the best of the celibates, after hearing the speech of Prithu Maharaj, which was meaningful, appropriate, full of precise words, and very sweet to hear, he smiled, Sanat Kumar, smiled with full satisfaction and began to speak as follows. So the words of Sanat Kumar touched his heart. And Prabhupada in the purport explains how those, if one wants to affect, to give a proper speech, a welcoming speech, as sometimes we are called to do, he explains the qualities of that speech. They should be composed of selected words. That means very careful about one's wording. It should be very sweet to hear. And it should be appropriate for the situation. Those three qualities Prabhupada mentions. So Sanat Kumar was pleased, felt very inspired and welcome by the actions of Prithu Maharaj and the citizens, and he was inspired to answer the questions. Text 18. Sanat Kumar Uvacha. Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja Sarva Bhuta Hitatmana Bhavata Vadushchapi Sadunam Matir Idrisi. Sanat Kumar said, my dear King Prithu, I am very nicely questioned by you, Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja. My dear King, this is a nice question that you have asked. So he appreciated the question. Such questions are beneficial for all living entities, he said, especially because they are raised by you who are always thinking of the good of others. Although you know everything, you ask such questions because that is the behavior of saintly persons. Such intelligence is befitting your position. So he's saying that. Certainly Prithu Maharaj already knew the answer to this question. But yet, to teach others, so others could hear the answer. He's asking the question, as well as he's asking to confirm what he already knows. This is the nature of a sadhu, both wishes to confirm with authorities what he already knows, and simultaneously, he's thinking always of the welfare of others. He is Mahatma, he is very broad-minded. Not selfish at all. Being selfish, as one nice devotee told me in Vrindavan, he said about himself, I'm the worst type of fish, a selfish. As if the whole world revolves. You like that one? Sahasra, you like? And this, of course, is our problem. We are selfishes. And a selfish is a lonely fish. So, examples, Prabhupada in the purport, he says, we'll read just a tiny bit from the purport. Maharaj Prithu is well conversant in transcendental science. Yet he presented himself before the Kumaras as one ignorant of it. The idea is that even if a person is very exalted and knows everything, before his superior he should present questions. So Arjuna questioned Krishna, Prabhupada explains in the purport, Prithu Maharaj is questioning the Kumaras. Sanatana Goswami, when he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Benares, he said, Ke ami, who am I? What is my duty? Why am I suffering? He asked in this way. So they're asking for the benefit of others and to confirm. So why is the question itself glorious? Because Sanat Kumar said that it is glorious. When there is a congregation of devotees, their discussions, questions, and answers become conducive to both the speaker and the audience. Thus, such a meeting is beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Prabhupada's purport. Hearing discussions amongst the devotees is the only means to receive the powerful message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing discussion amongst the devotees is the only means to receive the powerful message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, Bhagavad Gita has been well known all over the world for a very long time, especially in the Western world. But because the subject matter was not discussed by devotees, there was no effect. Not a single person in the West became Krishna conscious before the Krishna consciousness movement was founded. But when the same Bhagavad Gita was presented as it is, through the disciplic succession, the effect of spiritual realization was immediately manifest. Sanat Kumar, one of the Kumaras, informed Prithu Maharaj that his meeting with the Kumaras benefited not only Maharaj Prithu, but the Kumaras as well. When Narada Muni questioned Lord Brahma about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma thanked Narada Muni for giving him a chance to speak about the Supreme Lord. Therefore, questions put by a saintly person to another saintly person about the Supreme Personality of Godhead or about the ultimate goal of life surcharge everything spiritually. Whoever takes advantage of such discussions is benefited both in this life and the next. So there is a certain potency when the devotees are discussing about Krishna. Special potency. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas cha jitavata. So Sanat Kumar continued describing the glories of hearing and chanting about the Lord. My dear King, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve. But when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. So this is not ordinary, to have a deep interest in hearing about Krishna. It is rare indeed, and it is difficult to achieve. Prabhupada's purport. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkana rasayana kata tajosana rasu apavarga vatmani shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. By association with devotees, dirty things within the heart of a materialistic man are gradually washed away by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As silver becomes shiny by being polished, the heart of a materialistic person is cleansed of lusty desires by the good association of devotees. Actually, the living being has no connection with this material enjoyment, nor with lusty desires. He is simply imagining or dreaming while asleep. But by the association of pure devotees, he is awakened. And immediately the spirit soul is situated in his own glory by understanding his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj was already a self-realized soul. Therefore, he had a natural inclination to glorify the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kumaras assured him that there was no chance of his falling victim to the illusory energy of the Lord. In other words, the process of hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord is the only means to clarify the heart of material contamination. By the process of karma, jnana, and yoga, no one will succeed in driving away contamination from the heart. But once a person takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by devotional service, automatically all dirty things in the heart are removed without difficulty. So the verse again, Sanat Kumar was answering the question that was put to him about the process for materialistic persons to somehow or another be blessed by advancement. And how could one quickly advance to the goal? And here's his answer. He's hinting at it here, that attachment and an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead is wonderful. And one who has attained that type of faith and attachment, his heart will be cleansed. And in the previous verse, by thanking them for asking questions, thanking Prithu Maharaj for questioning him, he's glorifying naturally the hearing and chanting about Krishna's glories in the association of devotees. Satam prasangam mamabhyurya samvido. That in the association of the sat of the devotees, prasangam, in the association of the sat, mamabhyurya samvido, my glories are virya, very potent when spoken. Text 21. So why are they so glorious? What is so glorious about the questioning, the process that they're going through? Text 21. It has been conclusively decided in the scriptures, after due consideration, that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is, what is that ultimate goal? Detachment from the bodily concept of life. And that's the negative. What should be given up is the bodily concept of life. And on the positive side, increased and steadfast attachment for the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature. So two things. One, what we are holding within our hand, within our consciousness, so tightly attached, that is the concept of dehatma buddhi, thinking oneself the body. Detachment from that has to come, and on the other side, attachment for the Supreme Lord. This is the process. That Supreme Lord is transcendental, and by hearing about him, one becomes detached from the material concept of life and attached to him as well. It has been conclusively decided in the scriptures after due consideration that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life and increased and steadfast attachment for the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature. Purport. Everyone in human society is engaged for the ultimate benefit of life. But persons who are in the bodily conception cannot achieve the ultimate goal, nor can they understand what it is. In other words, everyone is trying to come up. Everyone has an ambition to do better, to bring some more ultimate happiness to themselves. And Prabhupada is explaining that one in the bodily concept of life, he cannot get that because he does not understand what actually the ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal of life is described in Bhagavad Gita, Param Dvisva Navartate. When one finds out the supreme goal of life, he naturally becomes detached from the bodily concept. Here in this verse, the indication is that one has to steadfastly increase attachment for the transcendence, Brahmani. As confirmed in Vedanta Sutra 111, Atato Brahmagigyasa, without inquiry about the Supreme or the transcendence, one cannot give up attachment for this material world. By the evolutionary process in 8,400,000 species of life, one cannot understand the ultimate goal of life, because in all those species of life, the bodily conception is very prominent. Atato Brahmagigyasa means that in order to get out of the bodily conception, one has to increase attachment to or inquire about Brahman. Then he can be situated in the transcendental devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. To increase attachment for Brahman means to engage in devotional service. Those who are attached to the impersonal form of Brahman cannot remain attached for very long. Impersonalists, after rejecting this world as mitya or false, jagan mitya, they come down again to this jagan mitya, although they take sannyas to increase their attachment for Brahman. Similarly, many yogis were attached to the localized aspect of Brahman as Paramatma. Great sages like Vishwamitra also fall down as victims of women. Therefore, increased attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is advised in all shastras. That is the only way of detachment from material existence, and it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as Param Dvistva Navartate. So the verses that Prabhupada is quoting is Vishya Vinivartante Niraharasyadehina Vasova Jam Yasopasya Param Dvistva Navartate. That if one, even if one possesses material desires, if he somehow or another gets a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, that will hold those material desires in check. That is the process. So therefore, the most important thing is to gain an attachment for Krishna. That is the process of giving up material desires. Because if we have material desires, if we have material possessions, and if it's all we have, no matter how much we're preached to, or even intellectually know that it is not the highest, we will hold on to it because it's all we have, like a pauper who has only a few dollars. It may not be much, but at least he has it. It's in his hand. When one has something far more wonderful, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, then very easily one gives up the lesser amount. While it's so difficult to do that if one is a pauper in spiritual life. So therefore, what does it sound like the highest necessity is? To somehow or another gain attachment for Krishna. Somehow or another, or in the words of this verse, become Brahmani, Rattiya Brahmani, Dridha Rattiya Brahmani, become fixed in a taste or attachment to the Brahman, which means literally the greatest. And the greatest Brahman is the Param Brahman, or Krishna, the Supreme Person. So somehow or another, we want to get some attachment for Krishna. One can cease material activities when he actually has the taste for devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended love of God as the ultimate goal of life, prema pramato mahan. Without increasing love of Godhead, one cannot achieve the perfectional stage of transcendental position, of the transcendental position. So therefore we can see how material detachment follows spiritual attachment, according to this verse. So therefore, the next question is, the natural question is, how to increase our attachment to Krishna? So, immediately, he begins to answer, Sanat Kumar begins to answer. Attachment for the Supreme can be increased by practicing devotional service, by inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by applying bhakti yoga in life, by worshipping Yogeshwar, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These actions are pious in themselves. So somehow or another, be engaged, act in connection with Krishna in these ways. And then one's attachment increases. Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, Yogeshwa Upasana means to render service to a pure devotee. Thus Narottama Das Thakur says, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payechikeva. Without serving a pure devotee, one cannot advance in spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj also has said, Naisham Matis Tavarukramangrim. After I read this purport, I'm going to ask if there's any questions up to this point. So please listen carefully. Narottama Das Thakur says, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payechikeva. Without serving a pure devotee, one cannot advance in spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj has also said, Naishamati Stavarukramangrim Sprishad Yanarta Pagamo Yarta Mahiyasham Padarajo Bishekam Niskin Shananam Navanityabad. One should take shelter of a pure devotee who has nothing to do with this material world, but is simply engaged in devotional service. By serving him only, one can transcend the qualitative material condition. In this verse it is recommended, Yogeshvara Upasannaya, that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi, or the devotee. To serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that without being pious, one cannot engage in devotional service. Yesham tvantikata papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvanva moha vinayamuktam Vajanti Mam Dhritavata. To become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. Because we see that if the modes of ignorance and passion affect us, even though we try our best time and time again to be fixed and devotional service and not be deviated, somehow we become deviated so many times continuously, either by the type of deviations that ignorance provides or the type of deviations that passion provides for us. So until one is actually purified, one can't be fixed in devotional service. Therefore, purification is necessary. So to become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature, at least be situated in goodness. For work in devotional service, the first item is Adau Guru Padashrayam. One should accept a bona fide spiritual master. And from the bona fide spiritual master, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duties, Saddharma Pritcha. Following in the footsteps of the great saintly persons, the devotees, Sadhu Marga Anugamananam. These are the instructions given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. So there's a process for increasing our attachment to Krishna. And if we don't increase that attachment, then our position is always precarious. If we don't become purified, we will not be able to increase our attachment to Krishna. We won't be able to be fixed in that, and our position will be precarious. The conclusion is that to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear from him about the transcendental message and glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one has to increase his conviction about devotional service. Then it will be very easy to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any questions about what we've read? Yeah.
You mentioned that devotions have provided by the mode of goodness. Also,
because most of us don't have that problem.
Also that within the purport, the sentences that completely cancel the modes of material nature. I know there's no.
Bhakti of Bhavati Najtiki.
So then, goodness.
But most of our problems is not that we have the contamination of goodness that was so steady and self-satisfied. Okay, you don't want to.
Does promoting mode of goodness solve that problem? Solve those problems?
Yeah. There's so many places where Prabhupada speaks on this point. How the devotees have to become in the mode of goodness. And in the Bhagavad Gita, there are so many quotations, actually, where he equates almost spiritual life, almost Krishna consciousness, almost exactly with the mode of goodness. If one is in the mode of goodness and takes shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness, it's very, very simple for him. Even in the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it describes how one should act basically in the mode of goodness. And Om Tat Sat means, then target those things that one has or does in the mode of goodness for the pleasure of the Lord. Now, it's true that the mode of goodness isn't pure bhakti. But yet, it's the jumping off platform to bhakti. I once asked Prabhupada that question even, very, very early. He said that he told me that devotees act in the mode of goodness. And I said to him, I had heard him say it another time that the devotees were beyond the mode of goodness. He said devotees are in the mode of goodness. And I said, I thought that the devotees are transcendental to the mode of goodness. And he said, yes, but generally they act in the mode of goodness. So this is even for a pure devotee, this is the general platform on which he acts, goodness. I even wrote an essay about this a long time ago, Elevation to Goodness. Did you ever read that? Yeah. It's very important that when we are not beyond goodness, nor we are beyond acting in the mode of goodness. In fact, the foods that we eat, they are basically foods in the mode of goodness, and then we offer them to Krishna, and they become prasadam. Yes. Yeah.
I appreciate that point.
Yeah.
And then one can say that there are certain foods, but we offer those. So the more important principle is that the fact that they're offered and become prasadam, the fact that their goodness is natural because it's natural anyway.
But the problem, I wasn't particularly really emphasizing the mode of goodness, but yet, again, we say the mode of goodness is natural, but the mode of goodness isn't natural for us. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The mode of passion is quite natural for us, and the mode of ignorance is natural for us. So we should understand that this is our enemy. The mode of passion, the mode of ignorance, these are our deadly enemies, actually. They cause us so much trouble. They cause our minds to be wandering all over the universe. They cause us to forget Krishna continuously, to do so many things that we even know are bad for us. Janiya, Bishya, Vishakainu. So, yeah, it's necessary but not sufficient. So it's not sufficient to go back to Godhead, but it's certainly necessary. And practically, the Vedic system of life is meant to elevate one from out of ignorance. Passion is considered not bad because at least there's fruit to offer to Krishna. And then when fruit of one's work is offered to Krishna and one gets transcendental knowledge, then one becomes situated in goodness. The fruit of the mode of goodness is jnana, or knowledge. Knowledge means that we're not our body. Without being in the mode of goodness, we will identify with the body. That's the main attachment. That's the main intoxication. And it is so deep. Because of passion and ignorance. So much infectus. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that one can't be on the platform of nishta without being in the mode of goodness, meaning that the modes of passion and ignorance are what pull us down from the platform of nishta, or don't allow us to get to the platform of nishta. So when one is nishta, fixed in Krishna consciousness, bhakti or bhavati nashtiki, practically one is liberated from the material world. And then, what a relief! How much easier it is to practice Krishna consciousness. Now we're tortured in our practices. What's the torturing agent? It's passion and ignorance. Any other questions or comments? Yep. Where?
Top of page 169. It's after the verse.
Yes, Yesham Tantakata Papam, or at the top of the page.
Yeah. It says that one who takes shelter of pure devotion.
Oh, yes.
That simply by engaging in devotional service to him, it says by serving him only. I was wondering what's the meaning intended here that.
By serving him only, one can transcend the qualitative material conditions.
Is it only by serving him and not anybody else that one transcends?
So, by surrendering to a pure soul who are engaged in devotional service, we'll give up our surrender to the modes of material nature. Just like I may have the taste to eat meat, fish, eggs, etc., 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 garlic and this and that. I may have a taste, a desire to play this game and that game or run here and there. But if we're obedient to the order of our spiritual master, then we won't do those things and we'll transcend our lower nature by virtue of that obedience, by virtue of that surrender. But when it says, when Prabhupada says, serve him only, he doesn't mean you should only serve your spiritual master and not serve Krishna, not serve the deities, not serve the devotees. No, not that at all. But the only refers to not the modes of material nature and your own and the own mental desires. Because when one serves the spiritual master, his order is basically must be connected with serving Krishna and the devotees. And what is the service? Prabhupada explains. To serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what we're engaged in doing with the Bhagavatam. We're serving Srila Prabhupada, we're serving Krishna, we're serving Sutta Goswami, we're serving Prickett Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, because we're hearing, we're taking part in their discussions about Krishna, and that is association with them. And punya shravana kirtanam, srinvatam svakata Krishna. Just by hearing Krishna katha, punya, it adds to the punya, the piety in one's life, in one's heart. And then Krishna, if one becomes eager to hear Krishna katha, then Krishna, who is inside the heart, vidyantasto yabhadrani vidyanati suvichitam, he removes all the inauspiciousness. So therefore Prabhupada has said in so many places, and he'll say it later on too, this is the purpose of ISKCON, is to provide facilities for hearing about Krishna from devotees. So there is much weight that he places on the society and on the devotees of the society to be the kind of devotees that Krishna Katha can be spoken from, to be preachers, to be that qualified. So it's a very, very heavy weight. To speak cleanly and purely Krishna Katha. That is the actual purpose of this kind. Tandera charana sevi bhakti sanivas janame janame hoy e avilas. To broadcast Krishna consciousness to others and to place ourselves in a position that we can hear and chant about Krishna and think about Krishna 24 hours a day. Ideally, 24 hours a day. So our consciousness becomes saturated with thoughts, loving thoughts about Krishna. That is what we want, to have our attachment increased to that degree. And that will burn, as we'll hear later, it will burn up all those material desires, the passion, the ignorance, that so much contaminate, pollute our consciousness, and give us so much trouble. Any other questions or comments? So the next verse has purport. I'll read the verse and we'll read. So these are the instructions of Sanat Kumar. They're very, very strong. Remember the questions that he was asked too. Preetam Raj asked, how can a materialistic person make advancement? A person is materialistic, and how can one quickly achieve the ultimate goal? And so fast. He's just simply pushing this one point. You hear and chant about Krishna in the association of devotees. You question about Krishna. You hear his glories. Even Prabhupada is saying something so pointed. he's saying to serve the topmost devotee is to hear from him. We usually think of service meaning what? Running around all the time, active and accomplishing great tasks, etc. Doing the impossible, shooting rhinoceroses, rhinoceri. That's what we think of. But here he's saying, what is the real service, or the topmost, the servant, topmost devotee, means to hear from him with an open and pure heart. Because as we heard in the first canto, when Yudhisthira Maharaj remembered Krishna, the instructions Krishna had given him in the Bhagavad Gita, that remembrance of those words of Krishna, because his heart was pure, it brought him directly into the association of Krishna. So he was actually with Krishna, and the result of that was that all the contamination, trash as the word Prabhupada used in the verse, was removed by remembering about Krishna, by hearing about Krishna. Krishna is actually manifesting. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam radiyeshuva tat tishtami narada mad bhakta mad gayanti. Where is the hasra when we need him? The last line I lost. But anyway, Krishna says, I'm not. Just hear this. Krishna says, Naham tishtami vaikunta. I'm not in Vaikunta. I'm not in the spiritual world. Nor in the hearts of the yogis. But where am I, Narada? I am where my devotees are chanting my glories. Chanting my glories means engaged in the hearing chanting process. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. It is rasayana. This katha is rasayana. It is medicine to bring the dead spirit soul back to life. So in what sense are we dead? Look, I'm moving. My eyes are blinking. My heart is beating. But that's only the actions of the body. I cough like a living man. But this is just the body. The soul is not this. The soul, what is the soul? The soul, its existence is love for Krishna. That's what it means to be a soul, to be acting as a soul. It means to be engaged in prema bhakti, love for Krishna. That means fully and only focused on Krishna. That's what it means to be alive. And therefore, we feel dead. This is what it means to be alive. So the conclusion is that one, that to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the goal, because there is no other way to remove the attachments to matter. Param dvistvanavartite, Prabhupada said. And in the next verse, here's one sentence from that verse. Viviktarutsha paritosha atmani vina harer gunapayusha panat. That one should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Just see what advancement is in devotional service. One cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. How should we drink that nectar? By hearing it. And then, in other words, we're not satisfied with anything else. Because in that, one will experience Krishna. And that is what the real life of a soul is. Any other questions or comments? Yeah.
Conclusion to text 22. Prabhupada connects increasing conviction devotional service with increasing attachment.
And 20.
Last two sentences.
Yeah. Faith. Conviction. Faith. Everything depends on faith. Everything rests upon that foundation. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that the difference between some of the stages of prema bhakti, bhavam, man, anurag, and then bhava, and then mahabhava, up to those stages, the difference is faith. Faith allows us dependence. And we see in Vrindavan that the devotees are fully dependent on Krishna for everything. For everything. And to be dependent on Krishna is not against pure devotional service. As if it means wanting something from Krishna. So we see that even the aspect of their dependence doesn't come out in Vrindavan so often, because they're acting as him with mamata, affection, as if he's their village. He shares the village with him. They're members of the same village, but as soon as there's a big forest fire, everyone calls out Krishna. As soon as there's any distress, everyone calls out Krishna, because everyone is only focused on Krishna and they've fully taken shelter of him. That's how I would answer that, unless there's something very specific Prabhupada translates from the Sanskrit. Doesn't seem like it. Shraddhaya, with faith and conviction. Sa Shraddhaya Bhagavat Dharma. So these are the, here's one of the first mentions of the term Bhagavat Dharma, which we'll be hearing about more. What is this Krishna consciousness? It's actually Bhagavat Dharma, which means that one acts to please Krishna. That means love. Okay. I'm going to stop now. Yeah.
I have one more question for you. Why was it that at the start of the class you mentioned that you should have brought Kirtanji?
Why? So I would remember to bring him tomorrow. Because I didn't bring him today.
Everyone else was thinking something else. I had an announcement to make.
Yeah.
And I think this, by now it's stayed by us in the room, knows what I'm about to say, except you.
What, that I'm bringing Giriraj tomorrow? Sahasa, where were you when we needed you?
I'm dancing outside.
What's the last verse, the last word of that verse, the last sentence, the last line? I'm just testing to see if you were really dancing. I said, yeah, what's the last? No. That's the next to last. Mad Bhakta. No. It's tat tat tistam hi narada mad bhaktam. What? Good. Say it again. Tat tat tistam hi narada. And what's the other part? Tatra gayanti mad bhakta. Tatra. Yatra. Yatra, okay. whatever, wherever. Yatra gayanti. Madbhakta. Where the, my devotees are chanting. Yes? My glories. Yatra gayanti madbhakta. Thank you. Hmm? Tatra. Both?
Yes.
At the same time? Yeah. So it's yatra gayanti. Tatra or yatra?
Yatra gayanti madbhakta. Tatra.
No, that's the line before, isn't it? Who knows?
It would be because you, it's always your time in the time.
Tatra is safeness in there.
Where and there.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you are right. I know. Very good. Where were you? Okay. You should dance inside sometimes during class. Especially when everyone is tired. Can you come in and dance?
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
This is never finished. This goes on forever.
I was really auspicious tonight to hear about the importance of hearing and chanting. Because it just happens that tonight is the 200th class in your lecture
series. Wow. 200. We survived. 200 classes. A double century. What's the world record?
7 days.
And that's why Sahasra was dancing.
Why?
Because it was the
200th
class.
Oh.
That's why we thought Guru should have come.
Oh. Tomorrow.
But one interesting thing was that when I told Sahasra it was going to be the 200th class, he said, it should be 201.
That's a good thing you didn't say it should be the 201st class.
So, because a lot of devotees come to me and express their appreciation for the opportunity to hear from me, Bhagavatam, and sometimes I wonder that appreciation gets back to you personally. We've chosen this occasion on the 200th class to make an offering to you from all the devotees.
Wow.
Which, for another reason, to ask for chanting.
But, Hare
Krishna.
But the, when the Kumaras heard the question of Prithu Maharaj, they thanked Prithu Maharaj for giving them the opportunity to speak about Krishna. So, if I didn't have this opportunity, I'd probably be at the cricket match tonight or something like that. So, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees who so kindly allowed me and forced me to speak. What's this, Sasha?
Tell me one way to find out.
Obviously, it's not at, to ask Sahasra. Could you open this up? I don't want to ruin the paper. You can use it for something else. What is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
Maybe it's a shirt. Or a handkerchief.
Tomorrow Giriraj will come. That means that everyone should bring something for Giriraj. Wow. Ooh. So serious. Oh. The
different letters and things. Wow.
Hide it.
You what? Oh, hide it.
Do you want me to type on that second one?
Yes. This is so heavy, actually. Because it's...
What is that issue?
No, it's probably... I don't know. I can't comment yet. But this is heavy. Because it puts so much weight... What do you think, Sahasra? Well, it's heavy. Because it's so much easier to point to just to Prabhupada and to say that he's the great devotee and we don't have to do anything. That's why it's heavy. Not that Prabhupada isn't the great devotee. Prabhupada obviously is. Such the most exalted devotee.
It's not the reason why I asked
that. Yeah. Why? Of course, you have a reason. Wow, it's a picture frame. It's really nice. Even though when Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill, all the devotees were Mother Yasoda was in so much anxiety that he wasn't eating, he was just holding up the hill. So she was asking Sridham, please feed him. Was it Subal? Eat him. Make him eat something. Make him eat something. And Krishna said, don't worry, Mother, that this hill has become so light. So it's not at all difficult to hold it up. Because Giriraj is so light now. So Giriraj is very light. But Prabhupada, it's very heavy. So what to do?
Ask Giraj to help you hold the Prabhupada.
I can't put Prabhupada on Giraj either. How wonderful. But this one's heavy. This one's light. So tomorrow, Giriraj will come. And truly, thank you all for allowing me to give class, and thank you all for your sincere attendance and inquisitiveness and for being here. And it gives me purpose also for being here too. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Because no special occasion is complete without
prasadam.
Ganga.
No special occasion is complete without Ganga. Is it cookies?
Yep.
Oh, good.
I
didn't guess it was Ganga. I didn't guess it was the 200th class. Wow, look at these cookies. Could you put the paper around them and take them home?
Give me those piece of paper, Laura.
Let me tell you, hold.
I just want to say something.
Yeah.
The picture, as you said just now, is very light. And this, the letters are very heavy.
So heavy.
I just got in there, that's coming from Krishna. This is from the foreign commission, so that's very heavy. And that's Viraj directly from Krishna.
Mm. This is why it's heavy. Thank you. I shall treasure this. You know how this the cookie thing in ISKCON started with the devotees? Now it's diminished, but there were years where whenever, any time a spiritual master would come, they would always be giving out cookies. And it started when the children in the society, when Prabhupada was traveling from temple to temple, then at the end of his class, Prabhupada, they would give devotees, Prabhupada, some cookies, and the children would come up. And Prabhupada would hand them a cookie. And they would sit there, eating the cookies. And then, of course, there were more cookies than children, because you couldn't, the people were making the cookies, that would be so horrible if they gave Prabhupada more, if there were more children than cookies, biscuits, as they say in Australia. So there are obviously going to be more cookies than children. And there were the adults, going like this. Yeah? And then everyone would want a cookie from Srila Prabhupada's hand. So then, of course, the devotees started making more and more cookies until there was enough for everyone. So have these been offered to Srila Prabhupada? So, anyone want a cookie? Children first. Sahasra Kumar. Really? He's 65 years old. The only one older than him is Bunky Bihari. Huh? He's eternal. Ajonityam Shastra. Anyone like a cookie? Look at these beautiful cookies. So beautiful too. Who made them? You made them all? All different varieties? Wow. How wonderful. I can't resist. Usually I would never do that. But he's heavy. Now, there's one thing, right? Now I'll distribute the cookies, but one condition. I want something from everyone. Everyone. Now it's within all your power to do it. So no one can say that I can't, I think. But before I even tell you what it is, I want everyone to promise that they're going to do it. Do you promise? No. No cookie. Who's simpler? I shouldn't have asked a Bengali first. Graham. Thank you. Now I ask a Bengali because you've been too embarrassed to say no. Can you promise?
Prabhu,
you promise? You promise? You promise? Yes? 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 Mataji? Oh, no. Yes? Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes? You too? Yes? Yes? Ganga, the cookie maker? Yeah? You have to promise anyway. You can give it to a child. Yeah? You promise? You promise? Yes. Even you? Yeah? Okay. And you? Ganga? That one, yeah? Gandharvika? Yes? 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 Okay. Could you all please pray to Prabhupada that I could become a good devotee and his servant?
Good.
Huh?
Good.
Could pray to Prabhupada. Okay. You promised. Thank you very much. Okay. You've all earned your cookies. Here. I don't know, there's so many, they're so good, I don't know. Hare Krishna. Anyone else like? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Yeah, yeah. What kind? Huh?
Silver one.
Tell me if you want more, because it's funny.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait. Which one?
This one.